Trump supporters coming to the former president's defense. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They rallied outside his Mar-a-Lago, Florida home, which the FBI had raided yesterday, even bringing a cracker to get into a safe that turned out to be empty at the residence.
You're trying to create some kind of charge, so he's not going to be able to run.
It's a fishing expedition. I think they're trying to tarnish him a little bit.
The former president was in New York City at the time and calls the raid corrupt, like something out of a third world country that's never happened before to a president. Then he released a campaign-like ad on his Truth social media app.
Soon we will have greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country.
And Republicans in Congress are calling for investigations into the Justice Department.
Claims that the agency has been weaponized coming from a lot of the president's, former president's supporters are being met with the current White House saying they had no idea this probe was coming.
The FBI and the raid, that's Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
Multiple sources say agents were seeking information related to materials that Trump allegedly brought to his private home after his presidency concluded. The matter was referred to the DOJ by the National Archives and Records Administration, which said it found classified material in 15 boxes at Mar-a-Lago.
This will be familiar for two men in Michigan. Jury selection starts today in federal court to retry Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. on charges they were part of a plot to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The first trial ended in a hung jury.
The FBI says they infiltrated a Michigan group looking to target the governor for her COVID-19 restrictions. Croft and Fox's lawyers say they have First Amendment rights that are being trampled, and they were the victims of entrapment.
Fox's Evan Brown. Taiwan is now playing war games, doing live fire drills in response to all the military exercises China is doing around the island nation it claims is Chinese territory. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The House is expected to vote this week on the bill Republicans oppose but don't have the votes to block. They say it won't reduce inflation like Democrats claim. The bill also offers climate change fighting incentives for Americans to use renewable energy in their homes and buy electric vehicles, and it raises taxes on some corporations. Another bill that already passed becomes law today.
The CHIPS Plus Science Act dedicates more than $50 billion to the semiconductor industry, doling out subsidies and tax credits to manufacturers. Manufacturers who build computer chips in the U.S. The measure also invests more than $200 billion in new scientific research aimed at NASA and robotics. Congress approved the package last month after months of negotiations on the size and scope of federal funding. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Murder and vehicular manslaughter. Those are the charges Nicole Linton faces in Los Angeles. She's the woman accused of running a red light last week, leading to a fiery multi-car crash that left five people dead, including a pregnant woman.
If convicted as charged, Ms. Linton faces up to 90 years to life in prison.
L.A. District Attorney George Gascon. Two more life sentences for the two men who killed a black man in Georgia who was out jogging. Greg and Travis McMichael, already convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, were punished for violating his civil rights. William Bryan was with him that day, got 35 years.
In court, Bryan apologized and said he would not have participated if he had known then what he knows now. Arbery's father, Marcus, said outside of court that apology is too late.
He should have did that day one, because the mob was laying on the ground dying, and he didn't do nothing to help him, none of them.
The three men have already been convicted at the state level. The McMichaels were sentenced to life in prison without parole. Bryan was sentenced to life with the possibility of parole. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly before the opening bell in about an hour and a half. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.